So I would like to guide us towards a meditation in tune with hearts. And we're going to get there by picking up yesterday's meditation in tune with the earth, developing it to meditation in tune with space, and from there we will come to the body of the heart, the resonance, the sensitivity, that which in a way makes us very human, this kind of relational sensitivity. So when the Buddha spoke to Rahula, and I told you yesterday, those suttas all begin with stories of bodies meeting other bodies, doing things that bodies do, like walking and carrying their bowls and waiting for the villagers to offer them food into their bowls and eating their meals. They all begin with these very located bodily human relationships. The Buddhist teaching does not come to us as an abstract. It comes to us embedded in relationships and place and land and bodies and eating and walking. And he said to Rahula, develop meditation in tune with all the five elements: earth, fire, water, wind, and space. So I'm going to offer from earth to space and then to the heart. So it's like a tour, little whistle-stop tour. And you may just follow along, like it's like a track, like a train going down a track, and you follow along the stations with me. And it might be that as we pick up the earth element and the space element and the heart, with the heart at the center, the skeleton may still be available to you. The space may be known. Okay. Dear fellow pilgrim, with your uprightness and gentleness and your aspiration for sanity, stability, freedom, however you word it, what is it you want? What is it you desire that brings you here on a sunny afternoon to train your mind? Breathing in from the ground below, deliberately together, breathing in. Breathing out with a ha. Imagining that breath coming up from the ground below, breathing in through the belly. Breathing out with a ha. Breathing up from the ground. And letting the out-breath come again, soften the thighs with a ha. Let us develop meditation in tune with the earth element. Invite the bones of your body to let themselves be known right now. Tuning the dial of the radio to the density, the hardness, the enduringness the solidity. The structure. And very lightly, with both concept and felt sense and image, your skull, dear pilgrim, this round, hard skull. Very much like the other 56 skulls in this room. And the bones of the jaw and the teeth. Breathing, lightly acknowledging the spine as you go down. Widening the attention to the shoulder bones, these wings. And the arm bones hanging from those shoulders. The long bones of the arms. Dense. Hard, right through to the finger bones and all that intelligence, earth element. And your ribs. Not so different from the ribs of the skeleton in the walking room. And down the spine to where it meets the hard bone of the sacrum. Solid. Hard. Enduring. Earth element. The pelvis. The hip joints. The long bones of the leg. The complex bones of the ankles and the feet. This upright skeleton. Upright for now. Breathing out. And breathing in. Sensing the whole body sitting here, the whole skeleton. Developing meditation in tune with space. And what is the space element? And the Buddha invites Rahula to tune his attention to the spaces in the body. Come now, dear Sangha, to the first that he offers, the spaces in your nostrils, in your nose. See if you can tune your dial like an old-fashioned radio to the space in your nose. Feeling that shift from bone to space. And the holes in your ears, those canals, great spaces and breathing. Tuning now to the space in your mouth. All that space. All the way down the channel that the food can go. It's all an open space. Right down into the space of the stomach. Not the organ, but the space. And it is said and known that as a human develops in the womb, in the early mitosis of the cells bend and fold and curve around space. And in that space, the organs are growing. And you can sense echoes of that space right now between your ribs, between your shoulders. As the in-breath breathes in, so much echo of the space in which we are made, of which we are made. Develop meditation in tune with space. Opening your attention now to the space around your body in this room. Decide to pick up the space. All this space between us and in us. Breathing out. And as you breathe in, acknowledging the space that allows that breath to move into your body and fill and open your body. And perhaps it's possible to have a sense of the space element. And the earth element of the skeleton right now, together. And if you like, knowing that the bones too, if we were to look deeply and sense deeply, we too would find more space. We could say we are space, enfolded into form. And with this as our basis, let us develop meditation in tune with the heart. Imagining and sensing your body as an instrument. See what your imagination comes up with, but it could be like a violin or a double bass or a xylophone or multiple instruments, but this instrument resonates, its strings vibrate to the cries of the world. Our keys of our xylophone vibrate when they are touched. We are beings of relationship, born in relationship, bound in relationship, liberated in relationship. And if this body right now is an instrument, from your bones, through your flesh, through your space and your sensitivity, it pulsates, it vibrates. So let's tune here first by chanting together. So this instrument of both our body, our speech, and our mind, vibrating together with a chant of compassion. And let your whole body sing it. Your earth body, your space body, your human body, your Buddha's body. And as we chant, sense the effect in the flesh and the space and the wateriness of our humanness. And see whoever wants to come into a field of blessing, any being of this world, human or more than human, any peoples, any lands, any culture, see who comes to visit. This one has three lines. We will chant the traditional chant of Om Mani Padme Hum, carried for centuries by the Tibetan tradition. And homage to those who've carried this resonance in this way. The words are Om Mani Padme Hung. First two lines are the same. Third one is a little different. If you want to learn the melody, I'll do it with my hands. And then we'll chant together. You might have to do that as well, the throat clearing thing. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrih. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrih. Om Mani Padme Hum. As the pitch, higher or lower? Om Mani Padme Hum Hrih. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrih. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Padme Hum Hrih. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme. What if your bones could sing this? Om Mani Padme Hum Hrih. And all the space inside your bones could sing this. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrih. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Develop meditation in tune with the resonance. Om Mani Padme Hum. For any aspects of yourself that are struggling. Om Mani Padme Hum. Maybe some parts of your body. Om Mani Padme Hum. May they be soothed. Om Mani Padme Hum. And what if everyone here? Om Mani Padme Hum. And they're singing. Om Mani Padme Hum was offering soothing to your aching body. Om Mani Padme Hum. And if there's any aspect of your heart that wants to come forward for blessing, let it come. Om. Any aspect of your body, speech, or mind. Om Mani Padme Hum. Let them come forward now. Om Mani Padme Hum. Maybe as image or as felt sense. Om Mani Padme Hum. And may they be bathed in the healing balm of compassion. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. develop meditation in tune with the resonant body. The emotional body. The pulsating body. And as you sit in whatever resonances, maybe there's a subtle aliveness or vibration. Maybe it's watery or airy or fiery or spacious. Imagine with me, if you will, that our most natural state, when we are unhindered, is as the resonant body of a Buddha. Including our bones, including our pain, but not defined by them. And what if we, for a few minutes, entertain the idea that your body is a body of blessing, and see from our world, our shared worlds, who might come. And it might be you that comes, and that's completely perfect. It might be an other, and as they come into the body of blessing, of vibration, of resonance, allowing the generosity of the heart of compassion to offer blessing. Whoever comes, recognizing their measure of the world's pain that they carry, may you be soothed. May you be soothed. May you be soothed. And at times, letting those words support the mind to stay steady, if you need that. Like a gentle pulse through your body, radiating. The way that a sun, S-U-N, radiates their warmth. Develop a meditation in tune with the earth, in tune with the space, in tune with the resonant body.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/ donate.